is Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome, everyone. Kentucky Sports Radio, Thursday, May the 25th. I'm Matt Jones here live at the KS Bar and Grill, where you can come have lunch, meet Ryan Lemon and myself. Drew's still on vacation. Shannon is in Louisville. It is a fun day, and you can give us a shout on the Clark's Puppet Shop phone line, 859-280-2287. A-Vision Auto Glass text machine is 772-774-5254. This edition is sponsored by the T.J. Smith Law Office. If you call T.J., he'll make them pay. Ryan, last night was the trivia finals. You did not come in the top 10.
I just told you that. The winning team had 79 points, Shannon.
Yeah.
We had 72 and did not make top 10. That's how close it was.
Wow. Listen to this, Shannon. First through sixth place. Top six teams within 2 points of each other.
Yeah.
There were people after it was over all, like, punching themselves for missing because, like, one question may have been the difference in you winning or losing.
Yeah.
And we had sort of an upset winner. The ones that normally win, Shannon, were not able to win the $5,000, so it was quite a scene.
Sounds like, was it Matt Jones' nose whistle, the team that won?
Jones' nose whistle is the one that won. They change their names every time. It's a group that plays a lot. But, Shannon, I was in quite a situation because, so my back is feeling better. It's not good yet, but it's better.
Yeah.
But now I'm in a stage where I'm just real stiff, right? Like my muscles are like, all right, that's enough of everything. And so it's like hard. It's just I'm just stiff. You know how you get out of bed sometimes, you're just stiff.
Oh yeah, every day.
And so I had to sit. Normally I walk during this, and I had to sit, which meant people came up to me, Shannon, to ask me questions.
And you couldn't escape them.
I couldn't walk away. And I have to tell you, I love doing this, but the question part of it. Some of the questions I understand. Okay, some of the questions I understand. So let me give you an example. So if somebody asked me, you know, let's see. I mean, what's one someone asked?
About the states from East Point.
Well,
that's
the one I want to complain about.
Okay.
All right. So, for instance, it'll say, okay, I said, what 9 television shows since 1993 have finished a television season number one?
Uh-huh.
I said 9 network television shows. Now, Shannon, to me, and maybe people our age, network means what? ABC, CBS,
Fox.
NBC, and Fox, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, younger people... Network's pretty much just anything on television, right? They don't see it. So they ask, when you say network, do you mean like HBO too? So I felt like, Shannon, I had to clarify.
Right.
Network means the four biggies.
Yep.
I'm okay with that question. What annoys me, Shannon, is when people ask questions that I'm like, I've given you all the information I'm going to give you, right?
Yeah.
Like there's going to be no more information. So one of the questions was, what 6 states... besides Alaska and Hawaii, are the farthest from the east to the west. Okay?
Yep.
East to west. So basically, you understand that, Shannon, from one side to the other, the east to the west. Not north to south.
Right.
Because that would be California, for instance.
Right.
East to west.
Yes.
And I was very clear, easternmost point, westernmost point. Right? Got it?
We got it.
Yeah.
So then this guy gets up here and goes, and again, he may be listening. I'm sure you're a wonderful fellow. But I did not. He goes, all right, so let me give you a hypothetical. The moment you say, let me give you a hypothetical, that should be enough there. He goes, Florida, the westernmost point and the easternmost point. The eastern is at the bottom. The western is at the top. And if I draw a line, that's a triangle going over the ocean. Does that count? And, Shannon, I didn't even know what to say to the guy.
Yeah. I mean, I know what he's saying.
I don't know what he's saying.
I do. Just,
it's the distance from east to west, but it's not like traveling over the water or taking a river or a road. Just answer the stupid question, you know? And, like, the other thing is I get this stuff off the internet, Shannon. I don't know how they measured it. I don't know if they measured it over the water. Like, how am I supposed to know how they measured it?
Yeah.
My favorite part of when people come up and ask you questions is you answer them over the microphone so we can all hear it.
Well, sometimes I answer them, so I'll answer. But if they push me back and go, well, what about? I'm like, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, you do.
I have nothing else to say.
Appreciate the question. Go sit
That's
down.
That's enough. Go sit down.
Yeah, you said that one time. Go sit down and don't ask me any more questions.
Yeah, you're the one asking the questions, not them, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, look, I don't know what you – I don't have a compass. I don't know how they did it. All right, I'm just telling you, the farthest from the East Point to the West Point, what do you want from me?
Yeah.
So, Shannon, if you were going to answer that question, what states would you say are the farthest from east to west?
I would guess Texas.
Texas is number one.
Let's see. What else? Oklahoma has a big
Oklahoma's number four. So, okay. See, now you're already on. Like, Shannon doesn't need to ask any questions. He's rolling. What else?
Montana.
Montana's number two. Yep. Shannon is on fire. All right. What else?
There's a surprise.
One that you won't get, I bet, that surprised me, too. Yeah. What else?
Nebraska.
Nebraska's number six. Shannon, if he's not looking this up, is killing it.
I'm not.
So what are the last two? You're 4 for 6. You're already better than some teams were.
Yeah. I guess I'll go with the guy's Florida answer since we don't know how they measured
it. That was incorrect.
Okay.
No. So the other two are Tennessee.
Yes.
So think about East Tennessee and then the way it's shaped down in Memphis. That's a long way.
Yeah.
And then the third biggest one is North Carolina.
That was the shocker. Mm. That's the one that we missed.
But if you think about the islands, the Outer Banks, all the way to like Asheville.
Yeah.
So, but if that guy had asked me one more question.
But I will give you this, though. If somebody comes up and asks you a good question, you'll say, now that's a good question.
No, because sometimes, you know, things need to be clarified.
Yes.
I get it. And I
say, that's a good question.
That's a good question.
And you'll answer it.
Let me try to answer that as best I can. But then there are some questions, Shannon, where I just want to go, shut up and sit down and eat your wings.
You know what I thought were your hardest questions last night? You had a couple of them where you didn't want the number one answer. You wanted number two.
So I did one question, Shannon.
Mm-hmm.
In the seven conferences, SEC, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, ACC, Big East and Ivy League. In the academic ratings, what's the second highest rated school in those conferences?
Yeah.
Because the first is pretty easy to get in a lot of them. SEC is Vandy. No, in each conference.
Oh, in each conference.
So, like, in the SEC, number one is Vandy, but second best academic school? In the Big Ten, the best is Northwestern, but what's the second best one?
Uh-huh.
In the ACC, Duke is the best, but what's second, right? So that I thought was a good question.
Yeah.
And did you get any of those?
I think we got like two.
So do you know what's second in the SEC to Vandy, Shannon?
Let me think.
I might have gotten this, but I might not have if I hadn't like looked it up.
It's just a wild guess. Texas A&M.
Florida. So Florida. Michigan the second one. Michigan is second in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
In the Big 12, it's Baylor because Texas is number one. ACC is Notre Dame.
We put North Carolina.
Which is not a bad guess.
Yeah.
But I was clear. I said basketball, which should have been a hint.
I know.
Put Notre Dame in there. So anyway,
Ivy was a trick question.
Ivy was a trick question because this year, for the first time in history, Princeton was number one, which moved Harvard to number two.
Yeah. Mm.
Normally, Harvard's number one, but this year, Harvard moved to number two.
We didn't do well on your name the number two questions. Both of them you had in there.
Yeah. So anyway, it was a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
Except for when people were asking me questions, Shannon, at which point it was not as much fun. But I was in a little bit of pain during it, so that was the other thing. But we got through it. We gave away the money, and everybody seemed to have a good time.
Big crowd. Everybody enjoyed it. Kind of an upset, though, that the three guys that win, like, all the time didn't even make top three.
Now, I want to give you a story right now that is – it's going to start as it sounds like I'm just being complainy, but then it's going to end in a positive story about humanity.
All right.
This happened to me before trivia last night. I was about to get my car at my house, and I was looking at my phone. And I saw this story, and I'm not going to dwell on this, but it frustrated me that a state representative named Josh Calloway, I don't know where he's from. He's from, Shannon, where's he from? Look up and see where Josh Calloway's from. He's a state representative, is the point.
Okay.
And I guess he does videos where he tells the world what he thinks about things, and they're watched by literally 8 people. But in one of his videos, he captions one of them, and it says on the caption, LGBTQ is a disease. Now, this is an elected state representative in Kentucky. And it very much frustrated me. You know, I know that we're in these big wars where people are yelling at each other over things that I think are ultimately so irrelevant, but it's happening. But here's what I was thinking when I see it. I don't know where that guy lives.
Irvington.
Where is that?
Irvington.
Where's Irvington?
It says home city, Irvington.
What county is Irvington?
I don't know.
See what county Irvington is. Okay. Well, I mean, we're going to figure this out. Yeah. Irvington is in what county?
I don't know if I've ever heard of the city.
I feel like I might have heard of
Irvington it. Irvington in Kentucky.
Shannon, are you...
I'm looking here. Yeah, Irvington is a home rule... What? Breckenridge County.
Breckenridge County. Breckenridge. All right, so you're in Breckenridge County.
All right.
Which, great people in Breckenridge County. Matt Mattingly, Brian Macy, Tim Weatherholt. Like, nice people.
The Critchlows.
The Critchlows. So, here's what I thought to myself. He is the elected representative, and there are gay people in his county. Almost certain.
Oh, of course there are.
Every single person listening to this, you know a gay person.
Yep.
Chances are you're probably friends with or at least like a gay person. Every single person here.
Yep.
So to write for a representative who is represents our state to write LGBTQ as a disease is shameful to me. It would be shameful if you said it about almost any group of people. Just be kind. He later erased it and then switched it to something else. And now, but then he was asked about it and he defended it. You can't defend it. So I've heard one person wrote me last night and said, well, he plays piano and he's a really good pianist. And that's great. Not everything about a person, but not everything about a person is their worst trait. But that's a terrible trait for a representative to write that gay people are a disease. It is. So I'm kind of frustrated by that. And I'm driving up here past the restaurant. I'm driving down Harrodsburg Road. And Ryan, I didn't see it happen, but I saw the aftermath seconds later. A woman pulled out in front. Well, a man on a motorcycle was going too fast, and a woman turning hit him, and he went flying 25 feet.
Oh.
And I looked up to see just him sort of like, I didn't see the wreck, but I saw him like sliding on the ground. And I thought to myself, that man might be dead.
Yeah.
Now, he wasn't. But I pull over, get out of the car, and then a couple other people pull over and get out of the car. An Asian woman who was terrified had hit this man, and he was a Hispanic man who didn't speak very good English. He's bleeding. He looks really messed up, and the woman is crying. And I sat and watched. I mean, there wasn't much I could do. I mean, I don't have any skill to do anything. But one woman is already calling 911. I'm checking on the man. Another woman pulls over and checks on the man. Another man, like, moves the motorcycle out of the thing. Within a minute, two people pull over who are nurses, just coincidentally driving home, and start working on it. And I looked around, and all around were people. There was an Asian woman, a Hispanic man, a black man. The firefighters come, two police officers, one's a man and a woman. And I sat there and thought, in about 2 minutes, all these people rallied around this person just because they're a human being.
Yep.
Right? Had nothing to do with what he is, what he believes. He was hurt. And I watched, and this is what's great about Kentucky to me. I watched everyone just pull over and try to help this person.
Mm-hmm.
And within a couple minutes, the EMTs got there quickly. The police got there quickly. He was being worked on. I assume he'll be okay. I mean, he was clearly shaken, but it didn't look like something that would kill him, right? But I sat and watched in the middle of a rush hour situation, everyone's humanity take over to help a stranger. And I thought to myself, that's what it's about.
Yep.
I mean, that's what it's about. Nobody sat and asked any questions about anything about this man, except he's hurt. Can we help him?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we be like that more all the time? Why do we sit there when we're online and we're making videos and we do all this and we say these awful things about each other? Why can't we be like we are when we drive up and we see a man get hit and fall, you know, go across the street? And it actually gave me some encouragement because it's so easy now to be so negative about how we treat each other. Because we all do it. I mean, sometimes I'm meaner to people than I want to be. But in that moment, all that stuff gets away. And that's what we are like. in our normal self. We should all try to be more like that all the time. And that's what I thought as right before I came in here.
Awesome. Thank you for telling that story, because we need to hear more stories like that in the world instead of the stories like this guy in Breckinridge County. You know, it didn't matter that dude was a Hispanic guy. He could have been black. He could have been gay. People were reaching out to help that man because he needed
help.
And
everyone did it. No questions
asked. No questions asked.
No questions asked. Everyone, from the police officer to the EMT to the nurses to just random people who stopped it. And the first 10 cars that passed stopped. Then people sort of went their way.
Uh-huh.
But I just thought it was a good example of why I love this state and what's good about it.
Yep.
And it was a good counter to me from a lot of the negativity that I often see. 859-280-2287. We will move on to other things. And, Shannon, I will try to figure out how far it would be in Florida if you went from the south part all the way to the north across the water.
It's a good question.
I don't know. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's KSR.
It's Matt Jones.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287 or 1-800-606-4263. And send us the Kentucky branded tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Welcome back, Kentucky Sports Radio, 859-280-2287. Give us a shout, a couple open lines. One person writes, Matt, I was at your trivia. I enjoyed it. I was surprised by the UK Instagram account. Question.
Yeah.
What UK Calipari UK basketball player has the most Instagram followers? Would you have get would you know that, Shannon?
I would guess Devin Booker.
That's exactly right. I asked for the top 6.
Yeah.
It got you is Anthony Davis doesn't have Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And Enes Kanter is in the top 6. Or I guess he's now Enes Freedom.
We wouldn't have got that if we heard your little hint.
What'd I say?
You said under.
Maybe did or did not play.
Yeah.
Well, I thought people might say Shaedon Sharpe.
Yeah.
You know, because Shaedon Sharpe actually has a bunch, too. But
we did not guess John Wall and DeMarcus Cousins. We missed those
two. How could you miss John Wall?
I thought with him kind of in the twilight of his career, we went with the younger generation.
Sean, how do you not have John Wall?
Yeah, we missed those two.
All right, so let's talk a little basketball here for a second. Kentucky has reached out to St. John's transfer, David Jones, continuing the Shannon, let's call somebody answers.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
We need somebody. Look, he's out there. Let's go call him.
Let's go try him.
Yep.
David Jones.
Yep.
Patino.
Now, that's the only good part about it. We can steal him from Patino, right?
Was it stealing him or is he leaving?
Is he a graduate? Is he a graduate transfer, I guess?
I don't know. I'm not sure if he's a graduate transfer.
I wanted him just for that reason, just to take him away from maybe playing for Patino.
Yeah, but it could be Patino scraps. You got to look at it like
the
that.
Thing. We don't know. Uh-huh. I mean, we don't know. I mean, let's be real. How many of you even know who this guy is?
Yeah.
We all have strong opinions. Nobody watched a St. John's game this year. When would you have watched St. John's? How many people even know who St. John's coach was this year? Do you?
Yeah, he got mad. Mike Anderson?
Mike Anderson. Nice job. But we don't know. Okay, so there's a Twitter account that it kind of amused me, Shannon. Wildcat Barnett.
All right.
Yeah.
Wildcat Barnett has tweeted me and written on a text machine angrily for the last 3 days that I'm not citing him for his breaking news.
Okay.
He has breaking news. He has 11 followers. But Wildcat Barnett says, breaking news, Reeves, Livingston, and Oscar will all come back. Reeves will announce it first of next week, then Livingston, then Oscar. Breaking news. And he would say, cite Wildcat Barnett.
Well.
So, I mean, now, Shannon, Wildcat Barnett only has 11 followers. But it only takes one person to have the right information.
That's true. He may know somebody who knows something.
So we should cite Wildcat Barnett.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As the possibility that all three will come back.
We had that caller that was right about Hunter Dickinson the whole time, you know?
He was. That's right. The caller was. But that was, I think, a little easier than saying all three. Listen, if all three come back, then Wildcat Barnett deserves to be cited.
Hey, I remember back in 2007, we cited Kentucky Sports Radio and the Patrick Patterson dealings, and they were right. And
so you think this is the start of Wildcat Barnett's media career?
If he gets it right, yes, I believe this is the start of his
media career. Give me a lot more than 11 followers after that.
Oh, he would. Give me percentage chance all three came back.
I'll say 10.
I like that number.
I'm going to say 4. Because I think Oscar is 60-40, or I'd say Reeves is 60-40, yes. Oscar is 60-40, no. And Livingston is 5, yes.
He's the one. He's the one I don't think is coming back to make it the percentage very high. But I kind of agree with you with Oscar and Reeves. There's a chance they could come back.
I mean, I keep saying, if Reeves doesn't come back, I'm kind of shocked.
Yeah.
And like I said, that will be the first time I feel a little panicky about everything if he does not come back.
But if Wildcat Barnhart, what was his name, Barnett?
Well, if it was Wildcat Barnhart, Shannon, I would give it more credibility.
Yeah, maybe it's Mitch.
Yeah, maybe it's Mitch's burner.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I feel like if Mitch had a burner, he wouldn't be very good at it, and he would still put his name on it.
Yep. Yeah.
It'd be like, Mitch the Wildcat.
Mitch the AD.
Mitch the AD. But I do think... I think it's unlikely you get all three. But let me put it like this. If you did, then that's a great offseason.
Now, are there...
Don't you agree?
Oh, without a doubt. I think...
Then you're loaded.
The narrative about the basketball team completely flips if that's true.
It is crazy how that could happen. And everything we've talked about would be like, well, that was dumb.
Yep.
Because it's perfect.
Yep.
We'll see. We'll be right back.
TJ Smith, personal injury attorney. Call TJ. He'll make them pay.
Now, more Kentucky Sports Radio presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Tina Turner died.
No.
83 years old.
Had a good run.
I mean, like, you talk about a badass woman.
Yes, she was. That's a good way to describe her.
You know, great voice, superstar, like, confident.
Yeah.
Has a lot of great songs. This is a great song.
Love it.
Isn't it?
Yep.
I wish people would sort of talk about how good she is without talking about her stupid husband.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because that all unfortunately has overshadowed, I think, for a lot of people. But like from a music standpoint, Shannon.
Yeah.
How good is Tina Turner?
I grew up listening to a lot of Tina Turner. My mom loved her, so I listened to it as a kid, to her as a kid. And she's been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame not once, but twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
Once? Oh, really? What was the second time?
I guess her solo career, and then I guess maybe with her husband.
Maybe with her husband. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Rex tweeted out a lot of videos of Tina yesterday singing duets with, like, Tom Jones and Brian Adams and singing for Oprah. And I just kept watching all of them. I just got into a little thing. I just started watching all of them that Rex was tweeting out yesterday.
This is a great song. I also feel like, wasn't it a commercial?
Yeah, recently.
It's been in everything.
Yeah, what was the commercial? It feels like it was for, like, Pepsi. Or something.
Maybe right.
I do like it. It's got like a little, when it goes, da 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 da, and then, and, well, anyway, it's just a little musical refrain. It was Pepsi. Look at that.
It was Pepsi.
It was Pepsi. So,
I think 83 years old. Kroger recently.
Oh, okay. 859-280-2287. Couple open lines. Tina Turner.
Did you ever see her perform?
No.
I didn't either.
I did not. It's odd. I don't know a ton of her songs. I mean, she had What's Love Got to Do with It, right? What's her next biggest song?
Of course, as soon as we come up with one, we're like, oh, yeah, of course she sang that one.
I mean, that's a genre of music where I would know the ones that got huge.
Proud Mary.
Proud, okay, yes. But she didn't write that song.
No, that was a cover.
I don't know.
That's a cover, yeah. But, I know that one. All right, one person writes, Matt, if I'm Antonio Reeves, I agree with what Jack Pilgrim said. I wouldn't come back unless I knew that I was going to play. Well, I mean, if that's – I understand that. But if I'm Cal, why wouldn't you play? I still don't understand. I've said this. I think Antonio Reeves for Cal is one of those dudes that he just didn't think was very good, and he had to, like, be convinced. And I don't know if he ever got it through his head.
Even after the way Reeves ended the season, you still don't think Cal's got it in his head?
Cal gets in his head that a guy is a certain kind of player.
Uh-huh.
And when he does, he will not get it out.
Yeah.
And I mean, I could name you the guys over the years. He's had guys that he just, for whatever reason, maybe they have a personality trait that he doesn't love, and that makes them him look at them a certain way. You could start with Jorts.
Yeah.
That was the first one.
Yeah.
Derek Willis.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Lee
yeah.
was like that. I think Davion Mintz was like that a little bit.
I think Alex Poitras was that way for a little while.
Yeah, towards the end. I don't think he started like that with Alex, but by the end, he had kind of put Alex, I think, into a box. And then I think Antonio was like that. Yeah. He just decides a guy is a certain kind of guy, and then he won't deviate that from that. Derek Willis and Marcus Lee, to me, were the two biggest. He just decided those guys just didn't have it. With Derek, he finally came around, like his senior year.
Took a while.
It took a while, but he came around kind of his senior year. And then with Josh Harrelson, he didn't have a choice but to come around when Cantor didn't play. So he had to come around.
And I think the same way with Reeves. He kind of had to play.
He kind of had to. But I wonder if next year, when he may not have to, would he still do it? That's a good question.
It is a good question because, you know, Cal's propensity, is that the right word? Propensity to play freshmen.
Well done.
He wants to play these superstar, five-star freshmen.
Well, just think about how long he kept throwing Devin Askew out there instead of letting Davion Mintz play point guard.
Yeah.
I mean, he just wouldn't ever. Even though it was obvious that Davion Mintz, who's not even a great point guard, but it was obvious he was better than Askew, and he just would not do it.
Yeah. Khalil Whitney
kept throwing him out there because in his mind, like, he, you know.
So maybe Reeves is thinking that. He's like, look, I know he's going to play Dillingham ahead of me at the two. I think I should get more minutes somewhere else. You know, who knows?
I hope that does not end up being what will happen. 859-280-2287. Give us a shout. Who's up first?
Matt.
Matt, how are you, Matt? Matt.
Yes, are you there?
I'm still here. What's up?
Have you heard anything from the mystery text or any kind of insider info?
I haven't. The guy that's always pretty right about things has not said anything about this one way or the other.
Okay.
So I keep waiting for that one. I have the number saved as Guy with Scoop.
Well, and, I hope you'll tell us something.
If I hear it, I will. I do think, Matt, that they have kind of closed up the voices, like they've kind of stopped the chatter. I think, you know, one of the things I was surprised about last year was how much stuff was getting out, and I think maybe they've decided we're not doing that anymore, at least until, or they may just, you know, they may just not want people to know who all we're offering because we haven't gotten them, Matt.
Okay, second thing, Matt, I have a theory on why you get more calls when you talk about other things besides sports.
Okay.
Sometimes, while on a sports topic, if maybe people don't share the same opinion as you, sometimes you're a little hard on them, I feel like. And maybe people don't call as much because of
that. But do you think I'm harder on them about sports than I am about other things?
Yeah, other things. Like, you're pretty open to anything. Whatever. On sports, sometimes I feel like maybe you're a little harder on them.
All right, well,
that
might be true.
I'm not saying that bad. I just feel like maybe that's the reason some people don't call.
Okay, that's possible. I appreciate the call. You think that's true, Ryan Lemon?
Well,
be careful what you say.
This is a show where we like to debate.
Yes.
You know, and if a topic comes up in sports, especially with UK, as of late, it seems to be one of those debatable topics.
Well, first of all, almost every topic we talk about, I want to be a debatable topic.
You're a master debater.
No, I just think that's better radio. I don't think it's good radio to go, you know what, Shannon? LeBron's good. Like, that's not,
you
like,
know
that
what?
Though,
I think you're right.
Like, what else are you going to say? You know, like, you have to try to say. Now, if you tell a story or something, like the first segment, I don't really want to debate with people about that.
Right.
That's just a compelling story. But if you're going to take calls, it needs to be probably something where there's debating. But here's the shows I like Paul Feinbaum the person. I don't enjoy somebody calls in and they just say anything and then you go, all right, well, Ed in Tuscaloosa. You know, I feel like you gotta push back at people or else kind of what's the point?
The caller might be right, though, because I think, you know, it's safe to say you're more passionate about sports than most other things other than politics. So you probably are a little tougher on them because you're more passionate about sports than, you know, how to tie your shoe the right way or whatever it may be that we're talking about.
Yeah, that may be true.
Yeah.
And also, sports is one of those topics that every single person, you know how every single person thinks they're a good driver?
Right.
Yeah.
We've talked about, like, nobody says I'm a bad driver, but a lot of you all are bad drivers.
Yeah, but you think you're a good driver.
But everybody thinks they're a good driver.
Yeah.
I think everyone thinks their opinion on sports is correct.
Uh-huh.
Because sports is not rocket science. You know what I mean? So, which is totally fine, but then sometimes I like to go, well, what about this? That's probably the thing. I'm a big believer, Ryan, in the Socratic method.
And the thing about Kentucky fans, that's what makes Kentucky fans special. We care so much. And so we all have an opinion. And whether it's free throw shooting or substitution patterns or whatever the topic is, we all have an opinion because we care about Kentucky basketball, Kentucky football so much.
My Canes are out.
Saw that.
Yeah. Swept.
Kind of a surprise, wasn't it?
Last three times they've made the Eastern Conference Finals, they've lost every game.
Have they really?
Swept every time. Yeah, and they lost every game by one goal. I mean, three of the four, they didn't outplay them last night. First three games, they outplayed them. They had more shots, everything. Just couldn't, in hockey, they get one of those big goalies and he gets on a roll and there's not a lot you can do.
Yeah.
You know?
Is that what happened?
That's kind of what happened. Their goalie was great.
Was just on fire? Okay. Yeah. Well, sorry. Yeah, but your Reds did kill my Cardinals last night.
Yes. He wore that stupid hat here last night, Shane. That stupid 1976 hat. Yeah. It's it's like 6 feet up in the air.
And it was 6-1 in like 2 minutes already. So
yeah. I enjoyed this year of Canes. I watched a lot of it, and now I'm worried about their off-season moves.
Oh, you're in the.
Are they going to bring back Natchez? You know, he's going to demand a lot of money.
About Aho.
Oh, they got him for another few years. Who's next?
Ryan.
Ryan, how are you, Ryan?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, I just wanted to, because Ryan just hit the nail on the head for me because. I know people think Kentucky fans are crazy and all that, but we care so much about our basketball program. And I think I'm to the point now where I'm looking more forward to the football season than I am the basketball season just because of all the uncertainty that there is right now.
Is that right? Are you really – you're more into football at this point?
Yeah, just because I don't know. Because I think from where they came – when the Stoops came in and where he's taking the program now, it's just so exciting to look forward to it now.
Well, I think regular season, appreciate the call, college football games are much more fun. I mean, they just are. They're much more fun. They're much more exciting. They mean more, right? Every regular season game means more. I have felt like the last couple of years that the football thing has rallied the fan base more. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, because they've got a better product.
But listen, when's the last year we've been good from start to finish?
In basketball?
Mm-hmm. From start to finish.
Huh. Well, I mean, the Fox Monk year, we have to go back to that one.
They were really good from start to finish that year. I think they were pretty good the Hero year from start to finish.
Yeah.
Hero, PJ, Keldon Johnson.
That's true. They were one game away from.
But the quickly, Maxie took some time.
Took some time.
The next year, we sucked. The next year, we were good for like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then last year, we really never got great, but had a couple big wins. So I think part of it is, I mean, I always joke, we haven't been good since we opened this bar, except for, I mean, remember the very first basketball game we ever had at this bar? We lost by 30 designed.
Oh, my goodness. Painful memory.
Yeah, so I mean, I think part of it is this is a fan base that just hasn't had a year where we were stepping on the gas from start to finish and everybody was into it in a long time.
I think part of my frustration, too, is that the last couple years I've talked myself into, this is a good roster. This is a roster that can make a run. And then they just underperform.
I do think that's part of it. We sort of talk ourselves into being good, and then we're not.
Yeah, they go out and underperform and lose big games.
Hey, cornbreadhemp.com, if you are like, listen, I've been having back pain, yet I've slept pretty well. I think cornbread hemp is a big part of that.
Good.
Full spectrum flower only hemp CBD. You take it, it rests you, it relaxes you, it helps you find your inner peace, and it helps you get those Z's. Some people use it. I talked to somebody the other day, they use it just in the afternoon when they get off work.
Yeah.
It's a good way to kind of come down.
But
cornbreadhemp.com, promo code KSR for 30% off, a Kentucky proud company. Check them out at Cornbread Hemp. We'll take a break and be right back. It's Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287 or 1-800-606-4263. And send us the Kentucky branded tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love?
I love talking to Ryan about the trivia question. One of the questions, Shannon, was next to Harry Potter books, what are the 10 highest selling children's books of all time in history?
Yeah.
Harry Potter, by the way, is 7 of the top 8, which is crazy if you think about it. That woman, how much money must that woman have?
She's rolling in it.
She's got to have like $1 zillion. Ryan said, I can't believe you didn't even know one children's book. How did you not get Cat in the Hat?
We came up with that. And I said, there's got to be a Dr. Seuss. This was my contribution to the conversation. There's got to be a Dr. Seuss. I said, Grinch Stole Christmas? And they went, no, it's Cat in the Hat. So we went with Cat in the Hat.
So you got that one.
Got that one.
How did you not get, like, Charlotte's Web?
Nobody at our table even mentioned it.
Really? Never?
Yeah.
What about Pinocchio?
See, we were not thinking of that. We were thinking more of, like, Huck Finn, Tom Sawyer.
But those are not children's books. Those are, like, that's literature.
So we didn't think of we didn't get Pinocchio.
What about Where the Wild Things Are?
We may have gotten that one. I don't, like I said, I was zero help.
Anytime there's a book question, Shannon, Ryan is out.
Zero. Ryan, well, I'm kind of with you on that. I am too.
Ryan gets absolutely none of the book questions ever.
What were some of the other answers? Because I know I didn't.
Let's see. Let me pull it up here. It was Peter Rabbit.
Nope.
Little Prince.
Nope.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Nope.
Alice in Wonderland.
Nope.
How did you not get Alice in Wonderland?
Nope, we didn't get any of those.
Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Yeah,
Pinocchio, Heidi, Where the Wild Things Are, Charlotte's Web, Cat in the Hat.
I think we got one. We got we got four. That was the last question. So I don't know what Crystal and them put down, but I was of zero help.
Yeah, you just like started eating.
I did make another suggestion. I said breaking cardinal rules. Mitch, please.
I don't think Mitch, please is a children's book, but that's okay. By the way, all right, so I get it. I know by saying this, Shannon, people are going to do it more. I know that.
What's that?
But just so you think, I get it. Somebody posted on the Bond That Bridge, so to speak, Facebook page, just everyone text the text machine and say McDonald's. And that's what everyone's doing. So I'm getting like hundreds of McDonald's texts. And it just says McDonald's. That's all it says.
Can I tell somebody to these people? It ain't funny. You think it's funny? It ain't funny.
What do you mean?
When they do stuff like this.
Like when they text you, it's not funny?
No, it's not funny.
I think
funny.
It's kind of funny.
Oh, it ain't
now.
Funny.
He's dragging himself into it.
Now you're going to end that.
But you're getting all these McDonald's texts.
Just,
it's not
just
funny.
He made it to where now they're going to send
okay,
you.
Okay, I'll tell you. If you send me something, I'll block you. Everyone, if you send me something like that, I will block you.
You don't have time to block everybody. You
yes, I do. You watch me. You watch me. I will block you.
You'll be blocking people for the rest of the day.
But maybe it's people you actually know.
No, if I know you, I've got to be saved in my phone.
If they said
so
what?
Don't send Ryan a text that says McDonald's.
No, why do they think it's funny to send you the text machine all these McDonald's? It ain't funny.
Don't let people know your weaknesses.
Look, it just starts buzzing. I guarantee people are already doing
you
that.
Like, you should have learned that a long time ago. You don't let people know your weaknesses because then they just pile on.
Yes. 859-280-22. That is true. Once you say it, then they'll do it. One person writes, Matt, I'm upset at you. In talking about Jim Brown's death, you brought up the domestic violence. Do better. How can you say what you said about Tina Turner and then not about Jim Brown? Tina Turner had the domestic violence done to her.
Yeah.
It's not the same as doing it.
She was the victim.
She was the victim. That's a different situation. So I just want to address that. Those are not the same things between the person who is alleged to have done it and then the person who had it done to them.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Before we get back to phones, did you see that Rick Ross and Nelly are starting a new horse racing organization?
No, I didn't see
There's this. A sentence I never thought I would say.
Wow.
They are starting the Live Tour for horse racing.
Really?
They're going to have 6 events, one of which is at Kentucky Downs.
No way.
Here in Kentucky, where they will have 6, where they will have, excuse me, 8 teams that each have 6 horses in their team and race each other at 6 events across the year. And the teams will be owned by celebrities.
Well, that's an interesting hook that gets you a little paid.
So, like, instead, Shannon, of there being, like, eight horses you don't know, it would be, in theory, like, Nelly's horse versus Matthew McConaughey's.
See, now I've got sort of an interest in it, because I don't know the horses, but I know the celebrities attached to them.
That's the theory.
Yep. Yeah.
So the first race is at Kentucky Downs in September.
Is it really?
The first event. And the idea is they're going to have eight celebrities own a team, come to the event. There'll be six races, and each celebrity has a horse in each race. And at the end, whoever has the most points after the six races is the winner of that event, and there are eight events over the course of the year.
I kind of like it.
Do you think that will work?
Maybe.
I think it might have a little bit of success.
I think it depends on how big the celebrities are.
Yeah.
I'd rather see the celebrities just go out there and race each other. that's
race Ross. Number eight.
Okay, but let's but think about it for a minute. If you had eight people that you cared about, and they were in a team event, and the horses, rather than being named like Ride My Stallion, is like, you know, Tom Brady's horse.
Uh-huh.
Does that make you more likely to kind of to watch it?
It does me, you know.
Shannon, what do you think?
Yeah. If there was
and watch six
Brady
random
horse
horses
there,
go out there. I don't
and
know
apparently
about.
It's going to be marketed like towards a younger and also African-American audience to try to get new people into horse racing.
Yeah.
Which I think is an interesting idea.
Uh-huh.
So do you like that the first one is at Kentucky Downs?
I do like that, yes. You know, there's been celebrities that have horses at the Derby. You don't know anything about the horse, but you just know, hey, that's Rick Pitino's horse.
Yes. So what if the whole horse
was everybody
there?
Was like that, I'm more into it.
I think it's an interesting idea. I don't know if it'll work or not, but I do think it's an interesting idea to try to get people who wouldn't care about horse racing otherwise to watch it. I do like the thought.
If the celebrity had to ride the horse, that would be even more interesting.
Yeah, I think someone would get hurt, though. I think I don't think Rick Ross is going to be able to get on a horse, and that's going to work out
well. I would pay to be there for that.
Who's next?
Mike.
Mike, how are you, Mike?
I'm fine this morning. I was listening to you guys yesterday, and the guy sent the tape in of the old Kentucky Duke game.
Yes.
I listened to that. I was 8 years old. I remember listening to that. Did you guys listen to the end of the game? I think Terry Mobley hit the winning shot.
We did not, but I'll tell you what. Shannon, do you still have it?
With the Cotton Nash thing?
Yes.
I can pull it up.
I'll tell you what.
Hour.
The second hour, we'll play the winning shot.
Okay.
How's that, sir?
Awesome.
Would you like that?
Yes, yes. Y'all was talking about Tina Turner. I got to see her in Rupp Arena in 1985.
I'll be dang.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
So did you shake your booty?
I don't remember. I enjoyed it.
you don't remember if you shook your booty or not?
No. Not much of a dancer, but.
Well, I bet it was fun, and I think that's cool you got to see Tina Turner in 1985. I appreciate the call. So we'll play that in the second hour.
A lot of people, I think, really liked hearing that yesterday.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And it was, you said it was Claude Sullivan. People were yelling at me and saying it was Kay Wood Leffert. Who was it?
Claude Sullivan.
I think it was Claude Sullivan.
Yeah.
I think the people saying it was Kay Wood were wrong.
Yeah, I do, too.
We will take a break. Come back. Hour number two.